Welcome to Idaho Speaks, the place to learn about candidates and issues important to Idaho. My name is Ed, and I created this channel to overcome the media bias that plagues our communities and our state. When presented all the information, I believe you, the voter, will make the best decision for our future. At Idaho Speaks, we will give you the side of the story being hidden by mainstream media and big tech giants.
My name is David Worley, and I'm the Southeast Idaho interviewer for the Idaho Speaks team. Our goal is to give you, the voter, as much access as possible to the field of state and local candidates around Idaho. Ed and I both do interviews, so if you as a candidate find yourself in a situation where you need to speak directly to the voters and are having trouble getting through the mainstream media, please reach out and we will do our best to get you on the program. We want to give Republican and conservative candidates a platform to communicate their ideas in a long-form format so that you, the voter, has the best information available to make your choice on election day.
Idaho Speaks, your issues, your candidates, your state. Welcome to Idaho Speaks. Hey, today we're going to do something a little different. Today is kind of a PSA. Today is specifically for the listeners in Kootenai County. I have with me in studio today County Commissioner Leslie Duncan, who is here to talk about the property assessment appeal process. Leslie, thanks so much for coming in studio today.
You bet. I appreciate you fitting me in. It's quite an undertaking what we're going through at the county, and I wanted to kind of get the word out and let people know what's happening and why it's happening and what they can do about it.
Well, okay, so let's start right there. What is happening?
So when people get their assessment in the mail, they have a certain amount of time to appeal. If they feel that their home's value has been misrepresented, but if they feel that their valuation for their home is inappropriate, then they can file an appeal. And then the assessor, they state their case in front of the Board of Equalization. So when someone appeals, they'll state their case in front of the Board of Equalization, and then the assessor will take their turn and give their evidence for why the property should be valued at what it is. And apologize for my voice. I'm pretty tired. We've been working, 10 to 12 hour days this week trying to get through these appeals, what they are. So about 15 years ago, I think they had, over 800, and we're about 750. I think we've heard 150 so far, and to get through the next 600, we need to take probably the next 3 weeks and do that. So county commissioner work is kind of set aside while we act as the Board of Equalization and talk about these appeals.
So let's talk about why all of a sudden the massive number of appeals.
Well, in Kootenai County's history, in 2020, market value went up 15% as a general number, and then it went up 35% in 21. So these are historic jumps in value, and I can understand why people think that their valuation is too high. But what has happened is that 35%, the assessor has only been using a 30% guideline for time adjustment. And what time adjustment means is when you have a sale before December 31st, that sale needs to be time adjusted to January 1st of 2022, because that is the lien date. So somebody will come in and say, well, I bought my house, for $1 million in January. Now you're assessing me at $1.3 million. Well, yes, because the market grew by 35%, but once again, the assessor is choosing to be conservative and only moving that needle to 30%. So yeah, it's quite shocking actually. But I think most people are very concerned about their taxes. They see this valuation, which a lot of people are up 50 to 120% in value. A couple instances, 200% in value.
Wow.
And that's what the market is bearing. I mean, literally these are what homes have sold for. I know that mine went up 80%, my value. And yet, my taxes look like they're going to remain about the same. And that's another tool that the state has given us that helps people understand, okay, here's your value, but here's this tax estimator that people can go to kcgov.us, go to the treasurer's page and do plug in that information to the property tax estimator and get an idea of where their taxes are going to go.
So what have the 170 some cases that you've reviewed thus far, what's kind of been the most common outcome? What's been the process? What are the notes that the rest of the folks in Kootenai County should take note of?
So far, the Board of Equalization has not sided with the appellant once. Now, the assessor has made changes probably about 10% of the time. So the evidence that the appellant has brought when the assessor went and looked into it, they've been able to make those adjustments. And sometimes entire neighborhoods have been adjusted. I know we're going to hear about 100. That is one neighborhood. And that will go fairly quickly because it's just a paperwork issue. We'll go ahead and we'll approve the recommended change, which we call RECs. When the assessor comes forward and says, okay, you know, we have an REC for you to approve, then we don't actually hear the appeal. We just go in and the assessor reads it into the record about why. And when I say assessor, those are the individual appraisers that work for the assessor's office. But in legal terms, that's what they're called, is the assessor. So I would say because 9 out of 10 are being, and it's probably even more like 95 out of 100 are being denied, it's because the people don't understand the mass appraisal process versus a fee appraisal process. Several people have brought in their appraisals and said, hey, look, my house appraised for this. How can you tell me it's worth more? Well, because number one, they probably did not adjust for that time. And the time adjustment is called time adjusted sales price. And that is the difference in price from the time a property sold to the January 1st lien date, taking into consideration the effects of market changes between these dates during sales analysis process. So the ratio study that was done has supported this time adjusted sale price. So it's that $1 million home that I gave you that example that's now worth $1.3 million. And that's probably the number one mistake. A lot of people try to use square foot value. Well, my neighbor's house is assessed at this and my house is assessed at this, but you're assessing me at a higher square footage value. That is not apples to apples. There are so many different things that go into the mass appraisal that the square footage cannot vet out. So if you come with your proof, and the preponderance of evidence lies with the appellant. So if the appellant is not bringing the right information or enough information, then they have no case. And many, many written appeals are literally dismissed in 3 minutes because they have not provided any evidence, let alone a preponderance of evidence.
Now, what sort of evidence do they need to present then in order to make their case viable?
They need to present comparable sales for their property with time adjustments. We've had several people bring in great comparisons. I mean, they've just been very across the board comparable in size and quality and value in that, but they don't adjust for that time. And if you don't have it adjusted for the time, then it's really not a good indication of value. A lot of people will bring in Zillow or Zestimates. Not applicable here. And also they will bring in listings. Listings also do not count. It has to be a sale and in their neighborhood as well. The county is divided up into geocodes, and you need sales from your geocode because they are coded in that way for a reason, because they all have similar site values or they all have similar topography. I mean, I'm not an assessor, so I am just trying to get across to the people what I know from sitting on my side of the table as Board of Equalization. And I feel bad. These people take their time out to come see us and they believe that they've got a good case. And time after time, we've just had to say, I'm sorry, but the assessor's value is going to be upheld because you have not provided that preponderance of evidence. And frankly, I don't know for most people that that evidence exists. It really is one of those cases where the county as a whole just skyrocketed.
Wow. What else? What are some of the other issues that you're noticing with folks bringing their appeals?
Market range. So we have something, or the assessor has something that they have to take into account, which is a market range of 90 to 110%. So when somebody comes in and they say, well, my home is at 120% valuation versus these similar homes, what happens is it's a mass appraisal. So they'll take all of the sales and divide that by the value, and they'll come out with a percentage. And that percentage needs to be between 90 and 110%. There will be statistical outliers that fall under 90% and fall above 110%. But that ratio required by the state is what that 90% talking about. So you may have a neighborhood that is valued at 112%. But that is still going to remain that. We're not going to drop it down to 110% or 100%, because then that skews other data across other locations and properties. So it's really complicated. And we get, you know, less than 20 minutes per oral appeal. And to try to explain some of these things, it doesn't go well. And I know a lot of people, they want to argue. They don't like the mass appraisal system. They don't believe the appraiser that what they say is true. And so that's really a struggle, because they want to debate. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you have your time allotted to present your evidence. The assessor presents their evidence. And once again, I mean, you know, it's pretty much a 95% of not getting that value changed.
So what else would you like the property owner in Kootenai County to know?
I'd like them to know that it is really based on mass equity of statistical values across the county. So it's not, everybody is not going to be able to be at that 100% range. And really, it's our constitution and our state laws that need to be changed to fix some of these issues that really homeowners and taxpayers just don't like about Idaho's property tax system. I do want to talk a little bit about the taxation versus valuation, because if everybody in Kootenai County went up 30%, which is not necessarily true, we had Coeur d'Alene went up 36%, Hayden 41%, Post Falls 33%, Hauser 35%, North Kootenai 43%, South Kootenai 38%. So they're kind of all over the place. But if everyone were to go up by the exact same percentage, taxes would remain the exact same, because you would have that level playing field where people will see their jump in taxes due to their valuation is because that maybe they went up 120% and most other people went up 100% in value. Or like for me, like I said, my taxes are staying the same. So 80%, maybe that sweet spot. If your house did not go up more than 80%, then your taxes are going to remain the same. But if people's whose property only went up 50% in valuation, they're probably going to get lower taxes because the shift has happened. And over and over again in these, you know, 150 to 170 appeals that we've heard so far, that is the market. It really is. And what I want to say about the assessors presenting is when they get evidence that something is off, they fix it over and over again. They fix it. And I'm very proud of the team, because they're not sticking to their values. This is not a personal issue for them. This is what is equitable. When they find an inequitable or unequitable situation, they go in and fix it. And so I really appreciate the team looking at this and doing this. But by the time it gets to us and they have their proof, it's pretty difficult to overcome that. And once again, you can. You can say, okay, so I'm being valued at an excellent quality house, but yet I'm, you know, a tree fell through it and I'm missing half of it. And, you know, we've still been able to live in it. So there are circumstances that will get those valuations changed, but typically when people come in, they're upset about their taxes, and that is not a reason to change valuation. It's Kootenai County went from approximately $27-28 billion in value in 21 to $44 billion as of the lien date in 22.
Now, let me know if this question is just completely off base. I know as a property owner, one of my concerns is not necessarily directly in the property tax. The property tax is the property tax, but in the lien assessments, when there's a lien that's put forth and it's a certain value per $1,000 of home valuation. So if your home is going to go up 40, 50, 100%, that lien assessment, does that not change? Does that not go up?
It doesn't. So if I'm understanding you correct, the levy rate is what goes down. So you have all budgets divided by all value. And when the value has increased from $28 billion to $44 billion, that is more value to spread out those budgets. So I believe our levy rate just about dropped in half. So now for $100,000, you won't be paying, you know, I'm just throwing this number out there. For an example, you know, you're not paying $20 for 100,000. You're now paying $10 per 100,000 of value. So of course, if your house has gone up, you know, you're going to have more of those hundred thousands to pay on, but that levy rate has dropped down. So is that kind of what you're...
Yeah, no, and that'll be reflected on the tax bill?
Yes, November tax bill. And that's why this calculator is so important. And I do want to remind people, this is just an estimation and it's a state system. It's not Kootenai County. But I have really been able to show homeowners, especially those on fixed incomes, that yes, your house did go up, you know, 80%, but look at your taxes. A gentleman last night, he was, you know, very concerned and his taxes are going down by $200 for the year. So that's really great. Now, I did have another person, and this was had to do with the property split and front footage on waterfront. His taxes are going from $2,400 to $8,400.
Oh, my.
Yes, but that has to do with that shoreline footage. That's another thing that people don't understand is the shoreline footage has skyrocketed as well. I mean, there's some people with waterfront who are paying $20,000 to $22,000 per shoreline foot. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean paying. I meant valuation.
Valuation.
That's
right.
Yeah. They're getting value for that area. So, you know, I do enjoy talking to the people, but a lot of times people just don't understand that the evidence they're bringing forward is not what we can consider going into this hearing. So it has to be comparable sales in the neighborhood, and it has to be time adjusted sales price. That is the only way that's going to happen, unless there's a particular anomaly with your property. I mean, another property owner came in and says, tree fell through my house. We literally demolished the house and the garage as of September. So we're not even living on site. So that, you know, that was a change. You know, that was a recommended change by the assessor. So those kinds of things is what we can help the homeowner is with, but not just I don't think I can sell my house for this. I don't believe my house is worth that. And while I understand that thought process, we have to be treated equitable in the entire market. And while, yeah, some people may not be able to sell that, you know, $1.3 million house, especially now that the market's cooling down in 22. But as of that lien date, January 21, that is the value of that house.
Gotcha. So that is kcgov.us. Go to the treasurer's page. I'll include the links in this episode. And keep in mind that it's not an exact calculator. It's kind of one of those government estimates, but it'll give you an idea of what your overall property taxes are doing. Leslie, is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up?
You know, I just appreciate everybody's concern, and we're going to try to get through these appeals and with letting people know as much as possible what the process is. But if truly you cannot come up with those comparable sales time adjusted, then just know that you're probably not going to have a favorable outcome that you want. And you can even consider canceling now, especially after you go to that tax estimator. And then don't forget, we've got about $88 in solid waste fees, and there's some fire protection fees and some aquifer protection fees that are not included in the estimate. So add $100. Just, you know, whatever the estimate says, add $100, and that's probably going to get you pretty close as long as those state levies are correct.
Gotcha. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We've reached the end of the episode, but not the end of the issue. Please share this episode with your friends and family. If you have questions or would like to share your own issues and ideas, visit www.idahospeaks.com and click Share an Issue. Your state, your voice, Idaho Speaks.